the first one kicked my butt. Like, I wasn't going to cry on this trip. And I got like 3/4 of the way up and I just needed to stop.
Today's episode is another release of my Women in the Wild series. Join me as I take you on my epic 6-day backpacking photography adventure in the Drakensberg Mountains in South Africa. I'm excited to share this personal reflection, recorded on the trail, filled with my challenges, how I navigated international travel, sounds from the trail, the first men on the podcast, and more. Now, on to the episode. Let's go.
So I wasn't going to start this audio journal this soon, but I have a few minutes before my flight. So I'm currently in Heathrow Airport. I flew overnight last night from Austin, Texas, and I've had an 8-hour layover today. I think the reason I'm starting this off this in the airport is because I think sometimes travel is not as glamorous as it always looks. It's not as glamorous in reality as it seems, like in photos or whatever, when you just see someone's snapshot, you know. So there's usually hours on end of things that you have to go through, dealing with people and, you know, security and mishaps and things like that. So it's actually been pretty good travel, except last night. So I had an overnight flight and I'm in economy because that's what I can afford. And the girl behind me kept bumping my chair like all night long. And there was a baby crying. And so having things like good headphones, I had, the one thing that saved me is my eye mask totally saved me because the lights go on and off and things happen around and it's just disturbing. So having like headphones or earplugs or something, you know, to kind of cancel out all the ambient noise, I feel like that's a must. Anyway, enough about that. I'm about to hop on a flight to Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm headed out on a backpacking adventure with Marie Livingston, who's the coordinator. So, and I think most of us are photographers. So you'll hear more about that later, but this is a 6-day, 5-night backpacking adventure, and I'm really looking forward to it. There's been some things I've been concerned about, like, will I be able to hike that long? And am I going to be able to carry my pack for that long? In the like first part of the trip, I think the first day, there's these chain ladders we have to climb up with our gear. So that should be interesting. We sleep overnight in a cave. Anyway, and not to mention, I think we go 45 or 50 miles, but like multiple days with miles of hiking every day. So it'll be challenging, but I think I'll be able to handle it. So we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling optimistic. I think I'm feeling optimistic right now because I'm trying to take care of things like taking naps, like I've used today to really stretch my legs and hydrate well, get something good to eat. And just kind of prepare myself with the hiking in mind, especially since I'm going up in elevation. That's also been a concern of mine. That's part of the conversations I've been having with friends is the elevation, because I live at under 1,000 feet and we're going to be going up to probably 10,000 feet-ish, maybe at the most. But anyway, I need to look on my map. But it's a lot higher, and so there's problems when you go quickly up into elevation. So I'm hoping it's not as quick as I think it's going to be, and I will definitely be paying attention to my body because I want to be able to do the whole thing. So, all right, I think that's it. I'm going to go eat my almond croissant and finish my water so I can replenish my water before I hop on my flight. And then I'm going to go do some stretching before I have my 11-hour flight. So, all right, to be continued tomorrow. Oh, what is today? I don't know. Saturday? Friday. It's Friday, March 15th, I think. So, all right, that's it. More to come.
Oh my goodness. So today after my overnight flight to London, okay, first I'm outside, and I'll tell you in a minute what's happening and why it's so windy. But I took an overnight flight from London to Johannesburg, and I didn't realize that everyone calls it Joburg, right? I'm sitting out here with Sean, who's in our group, and he's like, I'm going to distract you. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Did you know they call it Joburg?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
I don't know. I'm from Texas. So I guess everyone calls it Joburg. So I learned something. Let's see. I landed there, and then we drove out here to, oh my gosh, now it's really windy. We drove out here to a, what is this? This is a lodge, like a mountain lodge.
Witsi Hook.
What is it?
Witsi Hook.
Wait, hang on. I'll let Sean say it.
I believe it's called Witsi Hook Lodge.
Lodge. Okay. By the way, Sean, you were just the first man that's ever been on my podcast. I think he's embarrassed now. Okay, I'm trying to put it, I don't have a dead cat, so I'm trying to hide it. Okay, but I wanted to do this outside because the view here is incredible. I know, but we can, it's kind of late, and we all just kind of finished packing, and we're all getting ready to go to bed because we're going to get up early to start our hike tomorrow. But the view here was incredible, and I'm hoping I have some images edited to share in my blog post for this, but just now, the wind picked up, and it's just really foggy, so I think there's an aversion going on, but yeah, all of the mist just blew in, and it actually feels really good, and I think it's adding to the atmosphere up here. It's making me excited to start. So we packed up our bags and weighed them so that we know kind of what we're getting into, and yeah, that's it. So the one reason I wanted to talk about all this prep work is because, you know, I talked about travel the other day, but prep is important too, you know, knowing what you want to do to prepare for a trip like this, and or, you know, what kind of gear that you want or need is also something to really consider. And I also think too, knowing who you're going with, like Marie Livingston is the one that organized it, and our guide Patrick seems really knowledgeable and good, right? Don't you think Patrick seems like...
Yeah, very good.
He seems pretty good. So we'll see how actually good he is. But his sense of humor is it's rather dry and funny. So I'm excited. All right. So tomorrow we start and chain ladders. So stay tuned for that. But now I'm going to go to bed. I'm just going to actually sit here and enjoy feeling this mist just for a few minutes, and then I'm going to get a good night's sleep because that's important. We're up at some higher elevations, and that'll be important for me to, you know, deal with those tomorrow if I have a good night's sleep. So, good night. Okay. What a day. So, it feels like today's been super long, but we only walked, I don't know, I can't tell how many miles, but it was like about 8 kilometers today. So I'll be probably mixing up miles and feet and decimal, like meters and stuff. So if you want to know these things, and you know, I should really input like what 10 degrees Celsius is. So we walked up to about 10,000 feet today. And then came back down into a valley, not down, but I don't know what elevation I'm at now, but it's maybe, I don't know, 9,500 or, but it's above 9,000. So I was kind of worried about getting sick, but I'm not. And it just made hiking with a pack a little more, you know, actually a lot more difficult because it's harder to breathe, and we just took plenty of rest. Our guide is really good. So he just made sure we took lots of rests. And so that made me able to just catch my breath and catch up.
you know. So we started today. It was overcast. It was like not overcast, but there was a cloud inversion. And so apparently the lodge that we stayed at last night gets that a lot. And I know I recorded while it was coming in, and it was pretty nice. So we drove to Sentinel Peak. There's a place where you can start the hike to Sentinel Peak, and actually we can see it from our campsite. And so we hiked up pretty far. I would say 1,500 meters, maybe? No, not meters. 1,500 feet. Sorry. And the landscape was so beautiful. Like, just the clouds, that cloud inversion was coming in and out all day, and the weather was nice. And sometimes it'd be like sunny and we'd have to shed a layer, and sometimes the clouds would come in and we'd have to put one back on. And so probably the most difficult thing for me today was just the elevation and hiking and elevation and just feeling a little bit more slow that way. When I got to the chain ladders, which is the thing I was worried about, I just went right up them. Like, it wasn't a problem. But I only looked down one time because there's a longer one. Okay, so you kind of hike up like through the rocks to this place where there's these chain ladders. And there's a long one that's like 24 meters. And then you have a kind of a little rest, like a little break area. And then there's another shorter one. So the longer one is pretty high up. I'll say it's pretty high up. And you're not like tethered to anything. So I'm like up there and I'm like, I'm not tethered to anything. I didn't want to freak myself out. But like, if you fall, that's it. It's over. Especially like when you've got this pack on and you're back weighted. You know, so I just made sure I had 3 points of contact on the ladder at all times. So the chains are like, they have these round things on the side that kind of keep it away from the rock face, so it's easier to climb, and it actually makes them more stable as well. It's a clever design. So it was actually not bad at all, but I feel like it is pretty dangerous. I wonder if this would fly in the U.S. I don't know. So took a break and then went up the second one, no problem. And yeah, so I did that. That's pretty awesome. I'm happy that they didn't end up being like a real problem for me, you know. So I'm relieved. So I think that's the big thing. Elevation will still be, you know, will still be a little bit slow going as far as like hiking goes, but we're just going to kind of be on an escarpment and flat tomorrow, and we're going to go 14 kilometers. So we'll wake up to do some photography and then have breakfast and pack up. So I wanted to also tonight say what I prepped for, like how I prepped for elevation to come up higher in elevation quickly, because I live below 1,000 feet, so it really can be a problem. So first, I had to go back into my wilderness survival and educate myself, like, what's, you know, what would be the elevation problems, you know, what would I experience? And those are so easy to find online. So if that's something that you are going to be concerned about, you probably want to look that up and just be mindful when you're in the moment of your body. I think that's the biggest thing. And then I read up, and there's some supplements you can take, vitamin E and ginkgo and vitamin C, ginkgo biloba, and then vitamin C. So I've been taking those for quite a few days. I don't know if they've helped. Like, I couldn't, because I don't have like a baseline or anything. But the thing I did read, and I agree with this, is that if you don't want to have problems with elevation, make sure you're well rested and well hydrated. And those two things will be super helpful in helping you like overcome big elevation changes. I'm not saying you wouldn't get any kind of like elevation sickness, but I have been absolutely paying attention to that. So that's been really something huge for me. Just making sure that I'm, through my traveling, trying to get some decent sleep, even though I've been having overnight flights, you know, last night, trying to get some decent sleep, just taking care of those things. So tonight, sunset was really lovely.
So our camp is kind of on a flat place, but it's actually not totally near, well, kind of near this like drop off where the cloud inversion is actually coming up and over and like into rolls into camp. Like I can feel it happening now because it gets cool and wet, and then it rolls back out, back down the mountain. And it's been really cool. We were standing out there after dinner, and some of the guys were making photographs of the tents with the mist coming in. And they're really cool. The photos right now, even on the back of their camera, look really cool. So I'm here with, I think I mentioned Murray Livingston. I'll post all of the people I'm with, but Patrick's our guide, and then I'm here with, I can't remember other, I know their last names, but so I'm here with Matt. Matt is Murray's brother, and then Jeff and George and Sean, and then me. I'm the only girl here. Even the porters are all men. So we have three porters, and that's been helpful, especially at elevation, to help carry things. You know, these guys, they just hop right up the mountain. It's pretty incredible. So tomorrow, so one last thing. Earlier for sunset, the sunset was so pretty, and sometimes I guess there's clouds and so you don't get color in the sky, but with the inversion, and we're kind of looking out over these like fingers and up these parts of the mountain, and these like fins, and that's just really amazing. So this is a really amazing place. I actually didn't know what to expect, and it's really amazing. So totally worth the hike. So anyway, end of day one hike, and I guess 5 days to go or something. Today I think is the 16th, or yeah, 17th. 17th. I can't remember anymore. I'm going to bed. I'm tired. All right. Day one over. Bye. Okay, so I'm laying in bed and I really just want to go to sleep. But instead, I'm going to do this for just a quick minute. Today was a really long day. It was fine until some of the last parts. There was an uphill. It was really warm today and windy, and then there was this uphill that was, I don't know, it was, I think when I checked, I was at 10,300 feet or something like that. Anyway, still at elevation, so the elevation is still affecting me. So I just really took my time going up the hill. But the view at our camp is spectacular, so there's that. Let me think. Oh, this morning, wherever we camped, the photography, the views are just, I can't even describe. So spectacular. There's a cloud inversion that's hanging out. That was, and we have one now actually going. And it kind of covers up parts of the peaks and comes in and out. And it's just super fun to photograph. So, oh, today we walked through a bunch of, well, actually all through the way we walked through lots of like sheep and cows and horses graze, and there are shepherds everywhere. So when you pass sheep, they're kind of fun because they have, a lot of them have bells. And so I'll play a little recording of the sheep with the bells, because I thought it was fun. So let me think. I feel like I'm missing something, but I'm just tired. My feet are ready to, like, I'm just ready to close my eyes. I think we're going to try and get up and photograph the Milky Way, which is not really my thing, but we're in a really pretty location, so I may just go play and try it. Why not? YOLO, right? So, I was thinking about something I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember what it was. I'll probably remember tomorrow and make a longer one, where I might just be toddling off to bed again. So I think we went about 14 kilometers today, and it felt like a long time. We're also filtering water at streams, which is kind of fun. So we don't have to carry a ton. Oh,
when we stopped for lunch, I soaked in the water and it was nice and cool. And it, like, I think it was helpful for my, like, circulation, you know, for my legs and stuff. So that was really nice to do. Oh, there was something else. Oh, shoot. Okay, so tonight when we got to camp, it was super windy. And when we pitched our tents, it was really windy. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Let me talk about tents for a minute. Last night, I did not have my tent quite right. And the mist came in and it got actually partly, I was wondering why it was cold. And it got like the top of my down sleeping bag wet. And so I had to do some middle of the night mitigation. I had to put a towel down and kind of, you know, soak up some of the water. And then I put my raincoat on top of it. And I used my tripod to kind of push away some of the side mesh from my tent. So anyway, my tent is tighter today. And also we don't really have the mist. But I think knowing your gear is really, really important. Like knowing, you know, and having those experiences so that you know, like, what you can do next. So I'm really grateful that my sleeping bag didn't get super wet, because a wet down sleeping bag would be really terrible. I mean, that's what's keeping me warm at night. So, and I pitched my tent today in big, big winds. I was afraid there's like a drop off it's kind of far away, but it looks like it just goes right over the edge. And so I was really worried that like my fly was going to fly away and be gone forever. And so I just took my time, and anyway, looks great actually. So hopefully I'm more comfortable tonight. And I brought a little mini like thermos cup, and I'm actually really enjoying having some rooibos tea with a little sugar before I go to bed most, I think, like last night and tonight. So that's kind of nice to end the night with something a little warm. So, okay, that's it. I'm going to go to bed. And okay, see you next time. Hey, so I'm lying in bed again. Maybe one of the other days that I'm here, I'll actually record while I'm not in bed. But anyway, it seems like there's too much to do. Or adventure to be had. So this morning's sunrise was gorgeous. It just kept glowing. It was really cool. It was pretty windy last night, and I got kind of cold. And anyway, it's windy tonight. Well, actually, it's not that windy, but it is a little cold tonight. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But yeah, sunrise was really lovely. And I have to say that I thought maybe one of the days I might feel like, I'm kind of tired, I'm kind of dragging. I mean, here's been my schedule. Leave in the evening, fly to London, have an 8-hour layover, fly to Johannesburg, get picked up, go straight to the lodge, spend the night, start the hike the next day. And one of the guys, George, he was like, "Do you feel okay? I can't believe like you're doing this with all the jet lag." And honestly, I haven't felt jet lag, but it is a lot of travel, you know. I think it will hit me when I'm done, when I get on the plane. I'm hoping to sleep well on the plane, and I'm gonna need more than 2 days to recover. So I'm giving myself a lot of grace when I get home. So what's been typical is we go photograph sunrise. So this is the benefit. Sorry, you can hear my sleeping bag moving. The benefit of going with a group that are photographers, you know, this is like a photography adventure, because every night we're in a place. I mean, views are amazing. And every night we're in a place that's like, wow. And funny enough, we haven't had any days that are like a big bust yet. So hoping our luck keeps going. So after we photograph sunrise, we eat, and we have a guide that makes breakfast. It's really amazing not to have to worry about that. And we pack up and we start hiking. Today, I don't know how many, I think we might have, we were only supposed to hike 11 kilometers. I think we might have done 12. This one today felt pretty long too. It was just warm. It was just warm. And there was a part where I was going downhill, and it wasn't not a trail. I mean, some of what we're walking on is not a trail. It's like big rocks and big tufts of grass or bogs or like, and there's lots of things to avoid, you know, so you don't mess your knees up or bust your ankle. So going down sideways, kind of down the hill, down this big hill, and it was hot, just kind of kicked my butt a little bit. But I have made it a concerted effort not to complain. Like, I chose this adventure, and in doing so, I chose whatever the adventure throws at me. And so I can either, like, complain about little things, you know, things that bother me or whatever, or I can just deal with them and have a great time, which I am deciding to do. So today, after we got to camp, there's a little stream. I can kind of hear it outside when I pop my head out of the tent. You can kind of hear it flowing. There's some dogs barking. But we got to camp. We set up camp quickly, and then all of a sudden, a storm just rolled in. And so I recorded a little soundbite for you to, so you could fully experience that in my little REI tent. And it was just kind of blowing over sideways, even though I moved it to not be facing the wind. That storm blew over us really quickly, which brought a cold front in. It feels like it brought a cold front in because it's chilly tonight. But our guide, Patrick, yells, because I could kind of see the light, you know, like the storm clears and then the sun comes out. And this is like kind of near sunset. So the storm starts moving past us. And I had decided, oh, this was actually... Okay, this is really smart of me. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. While I was sitting in my tent, I was like, what can I do in here? And so I started, like, I said, you know, when I'm done, I'm going to be cold and it might be rainy and really drippy. And so I'm just going to get all my clothes ready. Like, I don't have to be in my pajamas. So I'm going to change into whatever I'm going to be in. And then I'm going to work on, like, getting my camera situated, because if I have an opportunity to photograph, I'm going to take it. So I'm doing all that, and I'm just about done with my camera, like, seriously, just about done. And Patrick yells, rainbow! And there was this gorgeous double rainbow. I missed photographing the double, but I did get the single. I think I missed the double, but anyway, it was awesome. And the rainbow lasted for a long time. I had to get my gear and kind of, well, actually, I just took my camera handheld and kind of wandered around looking for compositions. And I never came back to my tent for my tripod or anything. So, and Patrick ran, our guide ran up to this like overlook, which I hadn't been up there yet. And I'm like, well, if Patrick's going, because he's barely taken it out this whole time. And I'm like, well, if Patrick's going, I'm going to do that too. So it took me a little longer than I would like. I can't run up that hill like that. But oh gosh, the views up there. And there was still a lingering rainbow. And then the moon was rising, and then there was a storm in the distance. I don't know what I photographed. I didn't have my tripod, so hopefully I'm able to get some, like, good sharp images. And I only had my 18 millimeter prime on my camera, so that's what I made do with. It was great. So then we had dinner, and now I'm in bed. We're going to get up early because we have to walk back up the hill for sunrise, which I'm hoping is also nice. So I feel like there was something else I was going to say, but I think that's good for today. Yeah, what an adventure. That's pretty amazing here. Also, this is the end of the third day, so I'm half done living outside. I'm not going to lie, a shower would be, a really good shower would be nice. I did dip in the water, so there's water to be dipped in, but yeah, it's okay. It's all part of it too. So, all right, I am going to go to bed because I'm tired. Good night. Well, here I am in bed again. So last night after I finished recording, I like snuggled down in bed and then immediately my stomach started hurting. I don't know why. With just different food, or I have no idea. Our bodies are interesting, aren't they? So I was able to just kind of relax, and it kind of went away after a while. I took something, but in the morning I still felt funky. So it's interesting having to deal with some body problems when you're hiking with, one, a bunch of guys, but also, which are lovely, they're all lovely, but also you're hiking on a trail with like limited sanitation. So I have really good wipes. Anyway, I think my stomach might have just needed to, I think my body just needed to clean itself out. So TMI for you guys, but apparently that's what it wanted to do all day today. But I do feel a lot better. And I do feel a lot better. So today was actually really lovely. This morning, there's a little overlook, and I went up there, and there was an inversion, a cloud inversion, and as it was rolling in, it was doing some really cool stuff, and it was just a really nice, calm morning of photography, like no wind, just relaxing, and couldn't ask for more. Like, it was just nice. Gorgeous views, and when we got back to camp, I kind of packed up my things, but I also hopped in this little pool of water. We kind of crossed a bunch of streams, and we try and camp by water, you know, so we have water. So I hopped in there, and it was really cold, but I definitely needed it. So I think I screamed as I got in. I didn't duck my head, but it was really refreshing. So good start to the day. So our hike today, I don't know how far we went, maybe 12 kilometers. I don't know, something like that. And a lot of it was through, we always go through like these hills with shepherds and animals. And I recorded a little sound bite. You can hear the shepherds like calling to each other. Especially like at one point, the inversion, like the mist kind of just started coming in, and it hung around for the rest of the day. But it was so nice. It kind of made everything quiet and really peaceful. And these shepherds, I need to do some more research, but apparently like it seems like they have little calls for each other and their animals, and when they can't, you know, because they're calling from far away or you can't see each other, you know, so they have certain calls. So I recorded that for you, and here's that is. It's really interesting. So
because I kind of started out my day feeling weak, like midday, I felt kind of like my blood sugar was low. So I made sure I stayed on top of that. I think this has been interesting because this whole time I've been really trying to listen to my body, and I'm going slow up. When we do any climbing, like elevation gains, I'm kind of taking it slow. And consequently, I was like so determined not to be the weakest link, but I do actually have the shortest legs. And you know, there's elevation, and I'm trying not to like overdo it. Like the last thing I want to do is push myself so hard that it becomes a problem. So, and I want to have fun too. So yeah, climbing is a little hard work for me. But I can do it, and I just have tried to take my time and listen to my body. So that's been really good. So when we finally got to camp, or the place where we pitched our tents, this one was in a little valley by some water. I was just always so in such lovely places. The mist kind of was hanging around, and I knew my body was just tired. Like I wanted to nap at lunch. Like I could have laid down and napped at lunchtime. But so I pitched my tent and I got all of my stuff set up, and it kind of started dripping as like rain as soon as I got my tent up, and I just snuggled into my sleeping bag and I slept for like a good hour. Like I didn't even get up to photograph anything because I just knew I needed the rest. And it's okay because I photographed some things today on our way. The mist made everything really nice. So there's like animals, like donkeys or sheep or, you know, at one point we went up on this beautiful overlook. So I have a photograph of Cathedral Peak kind of poking out of the clouds. It's just incredible, incredible landscape. So tomorrow night, I guess we sleep in a cave. So that'll be interesting. I hope I'm warm enough. But it'll be the last night. So if I'm tired, then we hike down and I sleep. So anyway, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. But I think last night I was super tired, but I had a nap today. So I am ready for bed though. All right. Well, 2 more days, 1 more sleep. And then I'm back to civilization. Oh, one last thought. I was chatting with one of the guys, Sean, and we had a mini chat about how kind of nice it is to be totally off grid. Like, we don't even know what day it is. I guess today's Wednesday. Like, it doesn't matter because I just wake up and, you know, do whatever we're doing. So it doesn't matter if it's Wednesday or if it's Saturday or whatever. So, all right, that's it. Signing off for end of day 4. Good night. Okay, last day, end of day 5. I recorded just after dinner a little conversation with all the guys I'm with. I'm so bummed because we recorded one, and then I pressed a button on my phone, and I don't know, I lost the recording. But that's kind of how things go sometimes, isn't it? Oh my gosh, I just did this awesome recording with all these guys and it didn't save it. I'm so mad! Can we just do the little intro again and then okay, we'll start with George. I'm so sorry, you guys. This is such a bummer.
Oh, it's me first this time,
yes,
then.
Yes, because, okay. You know.
No worries. My name's George Emery, from England, living in Canada. This trip has been pretty fun. I love it. I've had such a great time.
He's totally lying. He said he almost died like 4 times. Oh, this is such a bummer that I lost that.
Yeah. It's been really easy. I wish it was more of a challenge. Maybe next time we'll do it in
George,
3 days.
George, you're fired. You're fired. George is really looking forward to pizza, though. And all of that was a lie.
Yes.
I think I'm good. I'm so mad. All right, go ahead.
Hi there. My name's Jeff Gablehouse. I'm from Canada. Yeah, this trip's been great. I've been dreaming of coming to Africa for so long. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with these people and hiking and just seeing this crazy landscape here.
Thanks for entertaining me on the trail, by the way.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Jeff's really tall, so he's been like my go-to my backpack thing fetcher. Hey, can you get that thing for my backpack? Sure. Always happy to do it. All right, you ready to do this again, Sean?
Yeah, so I'm Sean Crawford. I am from the UK. I live in Wales. So basically, I have come from a cold, rainy country to South Africa and
it's
gone
cold
for
and rainy.
A walk in the cold and the rain today. So, yeah, I might as well have stayed at home. But let me just say, it's not just been cold and rainy, because it's also been hot and sunny and lovely and hilly and mountainous and craggy and pretty good fun. And so I'm happy to be here.
With some epic conditions.
Some epic conditions.
There's been some amazing
and
photography.
I mean, the sunrise this morning, yeah, amazing.
Totally.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So fun. Kind of.
I couldn't get that in Wales.
I know. It's so true. All right, Matt. Ready to do it again?
Sure, yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah, it's hella fun. I'm Matt Livingston. I'm South African, living in the UK. I'm the only non-photographer on the trip, so been enjoying everybody else taking all the memories for me.
That's great.
Been really enjoying hiking with these guys, seeing a lot of the amazing, epic views and weather on the mountain. Pretty chilly today. Survived a thunderstorm at 3,000 meters elevation, which was awesome.
Is that where we were? Okay.
Yep, that's where we were.
And it was said before on the recording that we deleted. But there was hail a little bit. I did see a tiny bit.
There was a little bit of hail.
See, I got it on camera. Yeah,
you got it on camera?
Took video of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Hitting my face.
Awesome. Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
Thanks for being the identifier and, you know.
Oh, yeah, and the bird identifier.
That's right. That's right, you are. That's right. All right, ready for a last one, Murray? Sometimes we have to do this.
You got to save the best for last.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, yeah, totally.
So I'm Murray Livingston, also South African and living in the UK. And this has probably been, trip of a lifetime.
You said before you realized a dream. How long have you been dreaming about doing this?
At least 4 or 5 years, and 3 years where I was like, okay, this is gonna happen, and then a trip fell through, etc. But we're here now, and wouldn't have changed a thing.
Right.
Even the terrible conditions today.
Even the slog up the hill in the heat what is it, day two?
Yeah, exactly. You had to go through all of that for it to turn out the way it did.
I know, of course. And now everyone's starting to get cold, so now they're doing little dances.
Dance party.
It's a dance party. Yeah, end of day five.
Next week.
We're ending up in a...
My glasses.
Where are we at? In a hotel tomorrow? What are we?
A lodge.
Oh, it's a lodge tomorrow? We got to walk back tomorrow and then that's it. So thanks for the invite, Murray.
Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Yeah. It was good. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for being, thanks for you guys for keeping me company on the trail and just being awesome in general.
Okay,
I'm not making fun of me with my pee style. All right, I'm going to try and save this one now. You ready? So this morning sunrise was amazing, and I'm glad I got up because it didn't look promising at all. It kind of, when we went to bed last night, it was pretty misty, and so I don't know. I wasn't quite sure, but I could maybe see a little opening in the clouds, and so I just went anyway. Because I'm here, right? I'm here. So it was so pretty. Like, there was just some beautiful color in the sky, and there was some like beautiful light on these like awesome rock faces. I mean, you just walk up to this like overlook, all these places, you just walk up to this overlook, and they're like incredible mountains and rock features. It is incredible here. Like, it's almost like indescribable. So I will be sharing photos of this trip. I don't know how many I can get to before I release this podcast, but I'll try my best to do
to some of the ones I really love. So today was day 5, and I knew I would probably be tired by this day. And last night before we went to bed, I heard that we were going to go up 2 hills, like two uphill elevations. So the first one kicked my butt. Like, I wasn't going to cry on this trip. And I got like 3/4 of the way up, and I just needed to stop for a little longer. And we were just going. And the group was just going. And I'm like, it's not that I can't do it. My body is weak, and I'm maybe just not as strong. My legs are a little shorter. You know, it's a combination. I didn't want to be the weakest link on the trip, but I think I am. And you know what? All of them have been so cool about it. Like, some of them have been, they've all been amazing. Some of them will just hang back and walk with me, you know, and when I know they could be going faster, like, all of them have done it. And it's been really nice. What a treat to travel with these guys. Like, it's me and these 5 guys, our guide Patrick, and 3 porters who are also men. And so it's me. There's 10 of us. So it's me and 9 men. And it's been really fun. And people have helped me here and there, but no one's carried really any of my stuff. I mean, the porters, yes. But so the porters, in case you're wondering, the porters carried... well, food, because Patrick cooked food, our guide. He cooked every night, which was awesome because we could just finish photographing and then come back to camp, you know, and eat dinner. It was great. And the porters carried tents and sleeping bags. So they carried my tent and my sleeping bag, which is such a huge weight out of my personal bag. So, and then I carried everything else, my water, my camera gear, everything. All the things. Snacks. So, yeah, let me see. Tomorrow, when we get back, I'll talk about what I brought and what I could have done without. So, but let me tell you about today. So today, I knew we would go uphill, and I told you, I said I got about 3/4 of the way up, and I was so mad. I actually was just so mad that I couldn't keep up. I just had a little teary-eyed moment. And then I gathered myself and went back up. So my uphills look like, go up, it depends on how steep, go up 20 steps, wait, you know, collect myself, go up and, you know, again. And I usually pick a rock or something, you know, that I can go to. But especially today, because I know my body's a little weak, and so you know, I never felt like, oh, I'm going to give up, or I don't want to be doing this, or I can't make it, you know, like, I never thought that. I was like, I'm just going to keep going. Like, I'm just going to keep going, and maybe it's hard, but I picked this, you know. And okay, so we got up to the top of the first one. And then as we were going up to the second one, well, we went downhill. And then as we were going up to the second one, we were at like 3,000 meters. We were high up on a ridge. So we had to kind of hunker down by this rock, and it just dumped on us. And I know part of the time, Jeff said that we got hail. I saw a teeny tiny hail. I mean, it was windy. Oh, it was just truly like miserable hiking conditions. But, you know, you just keep going. So as long as my head was warm, my core was warm, and my feet were warm, that I was doing okay. And so I'm grateful for my raincoat and my things that I brought. So my shoes are not as waterproof as I would like because they got wet. So I'm drying them right now. Hopefully they'll be decently dry, but tomorrow's the last day. I'm glad this didn't happen a couple of days ago because that would have been miserable. Yeah, it was pretty tricky, like going up to that ridge. And we went to a high peak and then came down to camp. And we came down to camp in the rain and the wind, and it got windy and cold. And then we put up our tents in the wind and the cold. and then everyone just hunkered down inside, and it got even more windy and more cold. But you know, I made it, I did it. And it's awesome. So we didn't photograph tonight. A bunch of mist came in that would obscure everything. I could have gone out earlier, I guess, but after the storm, it just got kind of warm and sunny, and we all just stood outside eating snacks. So it was nice. So that's been pretty much my day 5. I think I've had a lot of different conditions today, and part of it's been really hard, but it's been a big challenge, but it's also been awesome. Even in the rain, some of the spots we walked past were just incredible. This place is incredible. I can't even describe it. I've had so many moments of awe that I can't even count anymore. I guess that's it. Yeah, day 5. It's definitely one for the books for me. So I'm going to go to bed. And tomorrow we have a tiny uphill, and then it's just straight downhill, and we end up at Cathedral Lodge. I'm hoping to gather all of the places that we were as much as I can, and I'll put them in the blog post for this episode. Yeah, because I can't remember them all. But yeah, it's also been nice to be off-grid. Like, I've had zero internet connection, no phone, and my only communication with the outside world is I have a Garmin inReach Mini 2, and every once in a while I have my husband and my mom on my little thing where I can just check in and say, hey, I'm starting my day, or here's my location, I'm doing great, whatever. So, and I also have a map share on the Garmin. You can have a map share, and when you start it, I started it before I left Wi-Fi and shared it with some people, so I'm hoping that's still working, because it's tracking my location every 2 hours. Originally I had it at 4 hours, but now it's at 2. So, and I charged it before I left, and it's only at like 80-something%, and I've had it going the whole time. So it's not tracking every like 3 minutes. I just figured every 2 hours we would be somewhere. So kind of a interesting memory. And also nice for other people to see where I am, especially my husband and my friends, who probably think I'm crazy for doing this trip. All right, that's it. Yeah. I'm just going to lay here and warm back up and think about today. Yeah. Good night. Okay, so I did not record at the end of day 6 because it was a really hard day, actually. I had all these things I'm going to say. I might make one more after I get home with some thoughts that I maybe write down on the plane that I want to talk about. But so yesterday we started, how did I start my morning? I hiked at 5 a.m. to the top of an amazing overlook. And after the crazy hike the day before. But I don't know, the views are just spectacular. I mean, this place is spectacular. Did some photography. I don't know. The wind picked up, but it doesn't matter. Like, it didn't matter. Cold, windy, the mountains. We could see Cathedral Peak. I couldn't tell you what else. Oh, if you went down a little bit from where we were, you could see these formations called the Organs. They're just these cool, like, pipe-looking rock formations. And then all of these, like, rolling hill mountain, you know, grassy mountainous hills. I don't know how to describe them, but it was beautiful. It kind of reminded me of a mountainous Palouse, or a more hilly Palouse, if you're familiar with that area. What's interesting, when I was up there, I could see some of the path that we were going to hike. And I also knew we had to go, we were high up. And I also knew that we had to kind of go up a little bit, like halfway to the overlook that we were on, and then down. So And I was like, oh, okay, I can see the path, but what you can't see is all the other little things in between. So right now, it is day 7. It is the morning after we finished. I'll tell you about yesterday, but I just want to tell you about the sounds behind. So I got up this morning. We did a little sofa photography looking out our balcony. And me and Jeff and I think Sean showed up. And George came in for a bit, which was, it was just, we drank some tea and just had a lovely, like, 30 minutes chit-chatted. It was great. And then after yesterday's hike, my knees, I just knew, need some major recovery. So it's not that I didn't blow any out or anything. They're just really stiff, and a lot of my body is a little stiff. So, but I've been doing what I can to do some recovery. So they have a pool here, which is not heated. It's kind of cool. And so I did some yoga this morning. Yes, I brought a yoga mat with me. And I actually did yoga the night or the morning of the hike. I did a little bit. I just think it's important to keep myself limber. I've been trying to add more yoga into my routine. And so stretching my body is just feels really good. And I think that will help me aid in my recovery. For those interested, I like yoga with Adrian. She's actually, I think she's based in Austin. So I love that. But she has tons of amazing videos. I'll put a link in the show description. So I did a little bit of that this morning, and now I'm soaking my knees in the pool, my knees and my lower half in the pool, while I talk to you. Well, I'm kind of downloading yesterday, you know, and also I have these amazing views all around me. There's a bird eating something in the grass. I mean, the place we're at overnight is called Dedima, and it's a lodge with these cool, like, straw roof buildings. It's really cool. Yeah, it's not 4 stars or anything, but it's a lovely setting. So okay, about yesterday. So we woke up, so we did photography, and then we tried to leave as soon as possible. I think we finally left at like 8:30, you know, packing up, and we didn't even make regular breakfast. We just ate some like crackers and tuna and anything that was left over. So because having to stop to make breakfast is it takes time, and then the cleanup. So packed up, and then we went down, I think we descended 1,400 meters, maybe in 14 kilometers. I don't know. Maybe it was 2,000 meters. I don't know. It was a lot. I should find out. I'm going to try and find out all of the stats for all of my days and put those in. So if you've hiked mountains, maybe this is not news to you, but I am not a mountain hiker per se. And also hiking for, I think we finally got in at like 2 or 2:30. So it's just straight down with not a lot of relief. And so there were places where we had to kind of actually climb. Not there was no technical climbing involved, but down over boulders, down this like skinny pass, you know, where you kind of have to like hand things off to people. I think it was the perpetual down climbing, you know, and also there were navigating down rocks, and otherwise it could have been faster. But, and part of it we're on, you know, you're on a little, like a small traversing path. And some of it was a tiny bit wet, and you know, there's potential like for slipping or slipping on a rock, slipping on dirt, you know, all those things. So I just made sure that I always was listening to my body and what it had to tell me, and then really gauging what I was capable of. And so I was totally the last one in, and I'm totally okay with that. Because I have zero accidents. And also I was checking myself. Anytime I thought, oh, I'm in a hurry, oh, I got to hurry up, I would say, no, you're not in a hurry. You're totally going to make it. It's fine. Because I noticed as soon as I felt like I was in a hurry, I would start making stupid mistakes. And that up there is not where you want to make dumb mistakes. So, and most of the day got actually rather hot. And everyone was just wanted to be done. Actually, I wanted to be done, but I was kind of enjoying the strenuousness of it. like, just, it was interesting to see what my body could handle, you know. So after all of the bouldering and the downhill, the downhill slog, finally got to the place. Like, you could see, we ended up at Cathedral Peak Hotel and then took a ride over to where we're staying, which is only like 10 minutes. But I could see the hotel almost all the time. And it didn't ever look any closer until about the last 30 minutes. So, and at the end, I was so grateful to hear you got closer, like the path takes you closer to this creek or this river. And even though I wasn't in it, it just sounded so refreshing. So I did a little sound recording of that for you because I just wanted to have that as like, oh, this is so refreshing. And then the last, like, I don't know, little bit into the hotel grounds were shady. And that was just, it was so welcoming. So before I tell you about the rest of my day, a little bit of information after, I don't remember what I said. After the storm from the day before, my boots were wet. A lot of people's boots were wet, and I had wet clothes, which is to be expected. I changed into all dry clothes, but I was concerned about my feet and how my feet would hold up with wet boots. So I put a towel, my pack towel, inside my boots overnight because the mist came in overnight and I didn't want them to get wetter. I wanted to kind of protect them. And then, and we did have some warm sunshine after the storm where we could dry things. So anyway, and in the morning too, I put my boots out for a little bit. But so I did as the best I could, hike down with dry socks. And they seemed, I mean, I think my feet were sweating, but they seemed pretty okay. So, but I do have blisters because my feet are not used to doing this. I definitely have blisters. And even though I brought remedy stuff to remedy, all of them, it felt inevitable. So I'm actually surprised. I haven't been cranky. I haven't not felt cranky this whole time. I think I could have a tendency to do that, to just kind of like, you know, when you get up on the wrong side, like quote, the wrong side of the bed, you just feel cranky. I just decided I was here. I was going to be there and for all of it, like all of the stuff, like the crazy stuff that got thrown at me, you know, any like, no problems with the food, even though I had one day where my stomach didn't feel good, you know, but I decided I was just going to enjoy all of it, even the parts that felt really hard. So by the time I was tired and my knees were sore by the time I got to the hotel, so the Cathedral Peak Hotel, and all the guys were sitting there with Cokes or whatever already. So, and I have to tell you, I ordered a Coke, full sugar Coke, and they gave me a big glass of ice, and I think it's the best thing I've ever tasted because I was so hot and when you're like doing something different and you're just ready for something familiar, and the sugar and the Coke and the cold, it was just so refreshing. So we just hung out there while our driver took the porters back into town. They were really lovely. One of them's name is Patrick, and he stayed with me on the day that I had a really hard time. I'm so, so grateful to them because it really did make the trip easier. So yeah, we came over to this lodge, and we all had dinner together and relaxed, and then went straight to bed. So, and then of course we got up early for morning photography out the balcony, and that takes you to me in the pool right here. So I'm sure I'll have more to say. It was pretty epic, and it really tested me, and I really like that. So, and no one carried my pack the whole time. I'm pretty happy to say. So, all right. I hope you can hear the birds. Yeah. All right, so I got to go pack and eat breakfast because we have to leave in about an hour and a half. And I don't even know if that's enough time for me to do all my things. So that's it. The adventure is almost over. I still have to fly home, but this place is amazing. I'm so grateful that I got to come. I'm just looking at the mountains right now. I'm so grateful I got to come. There's like mist on the mountains, and I've been filled with awe for many days, and that's a pretty amazing feeling. All right, gonna go.
Oh my goodness, what a journey. I am home now, and I've taken some time to actually listen to all of my recordings that I made on the trail and elsewhere. And that was really interesting to listen to myself in the midst of the adventure. And I also did it because I knew that there would be things that I maybe left out as I was tired or whatever. So I wanted to just record a little bit as a post-trip reflection. So before leaving for the trip, I did some research about where I would be, but I think you don't, maybe this is just me, you don't really know what it's going to be like until you get there. And so there were like peaks or formations that I actually didn't know about until I was there on location. So I wanted to just briefly talk about some of those here, among other things. So I just want to pick up when we left actually to begin the hike. Like, I'm all packed up with my backpacking gear, and the lodge actually that we stayed at will actually shuttled us to the Sentinel Peak car park, and where we started our trip. And that's where I went up the chain ladders. And one of the things that I didn't realize was that we would pass by one of the largest falls in the world. It's debatable whether or not it's between this and another one. It's called Tugela Falls. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it wasn't flowing, which is kind of sad because that would have been really cool to see. So for me, that was one of the big landmarks, that when it is flowing, that that exists there. That's kind of a cool bonus for the adventure. And on our second day, we actually camped right by this formation called Madonna and Her Worshippers. There's a photo of it on my blog post. And it's really cool because it looks like the Madonna with her worshippers, or I think it's called the Worshippers. But that was really interesting. And all we had to do was just walk like just maybe like 20 feet or so, and then I could see it. And then you can kind of go down the hill and have a better vantage point. So so we saw Sentinel Peak. We saw Cathedral Peak. There's another one called North Peak, I believe. And also we went up Cleft Peak, or we kind of like skirted right around it. I think we did go to Cleft Peak, which is about at 3,200 meters, I believe. So Cleft Peak is actually where we got stuck in the thunderstorm the guys mentioned. And when we were coming up the hill, and we could feel the thunder and the lightning coming in, and we all huddled around this small-ish rock formation and all kind of made ourselves as small as possible and hunkered down. That was probably one of the, it didn't feel dangerous at the time, but it was probably one of the more dangerous things, because you don't know there. You could see places where lightning strikes, and it strikes high, and we're high up. So we all just kind of made ourselves small and tried to minimize any water getting in or whatever. So, and it was windy and it was rainy, and you could feel it was powerful, the thunder, but it did pass pretty quickly. And while it was still raining after the thunder passed, then we quickly got up and made our way to camp. So yeah, I guess there were some dangerous things. I think the chain ladders were dangerous. Getting stuck in that storm was dangerous. On the last day, on the way down to the Cathedral Peak Hotel, you know, where we went straight down, it was 4,500 feet, and I think it was only 10K. So I know I'm mixing up miles and kilometers, but you can do the math if you'd like. And it's not that long, and it's like straight down. And so some of the times were at one point, there's like kind of like a rock face that you kind of have to skirt around, and it would not be a pretty drop It's a place where here, like in Texas, they would put chains up and you would just grab the chains and you would, you know, you would be okay. But it was like just maybe two or three places where I could just put my feet. But I would not want to do that in the rain. I don't know if it would be slippery or not. So I'm actually grateful for the heat of the day because it made it so things weren't slippery on the way down. One of the things that I dealt with on the trip, and maybe you heard it in some of my talking, I had caught a cold in my previous travels when I went to I did a road trip to California and finished about a week before I left for South Africa. And when I came home, I was just stuffy and I was blowing my nose a lot. And that actually lingered with me on the plane and all through the trip. And so it was really interesting to navigate that whole bodily fluid function thing while you're traveling. Because here at my house, I would have a huge box of tissues. I would just be blowing my nose constantly. But you don't want to like have a giant bag of tissues to bring with you. And so I managed that pretty interestingly. And, you know, just trying to like keep things clean and be able to deal with, like, it is interesting to deal with bodily functions along the trail when you're, you know, when you don't want to carry a lot of things and you're outside for so many days. So I want to quickly talk about some of the best stuff that I brought. I knew this was going to be great for my sanity. I brought my camp slippers that have a very lightweight, rugged bottom so I could wear it around. I could even walk. I've walked up to an overlook to photograph in them before. I knew that they were just going to help my sanity more than anything because my boots are fine to wear. But after walking in my boots all day long, all I wanted to do after I finished setting up my tent was put those slippers on, and it was amazing. So I'm super grateful I brought those. Oh, in fact, the slippers were so helpful that when we were finished and we got down to Cathedral Peak Hotel, I put down my stuff, I ordered my Coke, and I took my boots off and put those slippers on. And guess what? I actually wore them all the way back home on the plane to Texas, because even though I soaked my feet, they were still like swollen. They puffed up. I had built in a couple of days of rest time. Rest time meaning I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, I worked on, I did, you know, computer work, right? And no like super, super pressing deadlines, just catching up on some things from my sofa with my feet up. So when I got home, you couldn't even see definition. You couldn't see my bones or my veins or anything like that. My husband felt so bad for me. He got me a little foot bath with like Epsom salts and like ice cubes and stuff like that. So I just thought that that was an interesting thing. Even though I soaked my feet, it still happened. But I'm so grateful I had those slippers because I was able to just wear them home. Like I didn't even wear regular shoes until like, I don't know, days after I returned. And my next best thing were my walking sticks. I feel like even if I go on a mile walk, those things are completely invaluable. In fact, what's so funny is I actually got a sunburn on my hands because they were just out in the open and facing up. Just this part of my hands that kind of wrapped around my walking sticks. And that kind of brings me to the sun. Murray had said, hey, the sun is no joke in South Africa. You're going to be high up. Make sure you bring sunblock. The sun here in Texas is no joke. It's also no joke out in the desert. So I get that. So I did put on sunblock. Maybe I have a little bit more of a tan or I'm used to it than some of the guys. But I noticed because I didn't put sunblock on my hands until I noticed that they were getting burnt, you could get a sunburn pretty quickly there. I'm glad I brought some with me, and also I could have applied it more. So while I was walking, most of the time it was just fine. But there were some parts that were challenging, and I ended up kind of, and I think a lot of people do this, and I'll share something that Matt Livingston does. You end up like kind of talking to yourself. And when it gets hard, it becomes a mind over matter, like your mental will over your body. And on that last day, halfway down, I found it particularly difficult. And so I started putting into words what I had been thinking all along, which is this, and I used it as a way to talk to myself. And this is a belief I have about myself now. So I formulated this statement. I am a woman with a strong body that enjoys creating an even stronger one. And I knew that's what I was doing on my way down. Like, I already have a strong body, so I can make it. And while I'm in it, I'm creating an even stronger one. And how amazing is that? And also, I would tell myself, my body was made for this. Like, our bodies are made to do this kind of stuff. And we can push ourselves, right? It's just about totally listening to your body so that you don't have any big injuries. And actually, I don't have any, like, my knees didn't get blown out. I feel great. In fact, I have my next hikes planned, which is really fun. So I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's really important to have beliefs about yourself going into these kinds of experiences that help you in the hard times. So I told you about Matt. He also said that he was doing this chant in his mind that helped him, and I want to share it with you now.
This is the chant of Fudo Myo. Nau muk san man dum ba zarada sin don ma kuru sa da soetaya untara da kan man. Nau muk san man dum ba zarada sin don ma kuru sa da soetaya untara da kan man. Nau muk san man dum ba zarada sin don ma kuru sa da soetaya untara da kan man.
Nice. That's great. So
cool. I just love that we can all have different things that we say to ourselves based on our life experiences. So I really appreciated him sharing that with us. So before I go, I had so much fun. It was amazing. Even when it was hard, I'm like, this is amazing. I am having fun. So two things before I go. One, I have a blog post filled with more info and photos. I'd love for you to check it out. There is a link in the show description, or you can go to wildwomanphotography.com, go to podcast, and you'll see a link to it. Number two, I highly recommend this adventure. And I'm super grateful to Murray for, A, having the idea to do it, but also inviting some of us to come along. And so I'm grateful to myself for taking the leap and just doing it, even though I didn't know much about what it was. I had never thought to myself, oh, this is on my bucket list to go to South Africa. But guess what? It's on my list again because I would love to do this again now that my feet are not swollen anymore. So I'm going to put a link in the description. He's actually doing one in November, and anybody can join. So go do it. That's it. Thank you for sticking with me and hanging out with me during my adventure. Yeah, check out the blog post. I put extra stuff in there, other things that were helpful to me that I took along. All right, that's it for this episode. See ya.
Come with me on my next adventure. Be a wild woman and join me on one of my small group photography escapes in places like the Cypress Swamps of East Texas or White Sands, New Mexico. Go to wildwomanphotography.com for all the details. While you're there, you can check out featured wild women, episode transcripts, and more. Oh, and I'd love for you to support this podcast and all these incredible wild women in photography by leaving a review or sharing with a friend. Thank you so much for listening.